Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CSU fight song playing. We go to the hotline.
No surprises today, Sean. No,
you know who it is.
Yeah.
You know who it is.
Hall of Famer. David Anderson joining us.
When is Dave Anderson Day in Houston?
Every day.
Every day. Every day is DA Day in Houston. So are you?
Yeah, right.
Are you? Chris Myers called yesterday, DA, and clowned me about Miami kicking the ever-loving crap out of Notre Dame. So it's good to have a friendly voice on the hotline today.
You're so sensitive, Sean.
A really bad beat for all you Brent Musburgers out there. Really bad beat.
It was a bad beat in more ways than one. No, we love Chris. Are you coming in for the festivities this weekend?
I'm talking to the Texans right now. Apparently, they ran out of hotel rooms, so I'm looking for a place to stay. If anyone wants to hit me up on Twitter, I'm not single, but I'm by myself, so I'm ready to sleep anywhere. That's the last thing holding me up. Otherwise, I'm going to hit book for the flight, and I'm going to be out there, and I'll be ready to sing my Go Astros Go song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're going to come. You're going to come do it live.
I got to do something. I got to produce.
Yeah, no, you do. Okay, well,
he'll deliver, man.
We'll figure out a date. We'll figure out with your travel plans when the appropriate time is to do that. So, DA, this week, as you can imagine, and especially today with them naming it Andre Johnson Day here in Houston, is all about Andre. When people ask you about Andre Johnson, what's the first memory of yours that comes to mind?
I have a lot of memories, but probably one of the first is definitely when Kyle Shanahan was trying to teach us how to run a route, a certain type of route. And he said, it's basically like a stop and go route, for lack of a less Freudian term. It's called a jerk route in the middle of the field. And he taught it one way, and then I ran it, and Kyle's like, oh, great job. I had a catch in practice. And then Andre ran it, and it looked completely different. And I had never seen anything like it, but we were watching film, and all of us were like, Andre, this is wrong, but this is also the most athletic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. How on earth did you stop and start and then restart so fast? It didn't matter that you ran basically the wrong route. I've never seen anyone get that wide open. And he did it for years. He used to run that route every now and then, and it was called the jerk route, but for the rest of us. But for Andre, it was just, he did whatever he wanted.
That's awesome. Hey, DA, when I first heard his voice and heard him talk, I was like, I'm half deaf, so I couldn't understand. I hear him because he talks so low, and he wouldn't talk very long. What gets Andre Johnson talking? Like, what excites him? You've been around him. Like, what does he, like, never shut up when he's talking about XYZ?
He could talk about Miami for a while. He could talk about his daughter. His daughter is as long as you want.
Okay.
And he could talk about. I mean, he did want to talk some football, but that isn't what he was all about. He'll talk about his family, his brother, everything other than what you guys interview him about. Probably, I guess I would say. but you got to get to know him. He's not going to open up at first. It took me about 2-3 years. Of begging to finally get the Houston Rockets floor seat invite, and then we had some quiet rides on our way to the stadium because he would never let me drive. I had to drive to his house and then we'd take his car.
That's great.
Nice. Well, DeAndre Hopkins will, you ask him about Andre Johnson and he raves about him as his mentor those first couple of years in the NFL and the example he set for him and so on and so forth. You know, Dave, with a quiet, soft-spoken guy like Andre, I think people assume that there's maybe not necessarily a leadership component there. How much did he mean to that team in that locker room?
I mean, as much as anyone else, and probably more. I think when we were down, you look at a guy like Andre, whether we were down in points or down as a team or down or we weren't having a good season, you look at a guy like Andre that had been there for so long. And then played hard regardless. He'd been an all-pro on one of the worst teams in the NFL. That is really hard to do because that means he's getting all the attention, and they know the only way to beat the Texans at the time was just to focus on Andre, and he was still putting up ridiculous numbers. So if you're a leader like that is fighting hard down in, down out, you follow right along. The big rah-rah stuff doesn't really exist in the NFL anyway, because you're split up. Everyone has a job. These guys coming up the ranks have all been the best players on the team. They've been the ones giving the rah-rah speeches their entire life. So there's no need for any of that. It's just, you lead by example, and that's what Andre did better than anyone.
Change of gears a little bit, D.A. I'm sure you saw the game last week in between the Texans and the Rams. Would you start Tom Savage this week? Bill O'Brien has already said he's been named starter going into this game against the Cardinals. Can you take any more Tom Savage after watching that game last week?
I tell you what, this is a really interesting game for a lot of reasons, and that the Texans are basically looking into a mirror right now playing the Arizona Cardinals. You have a team that lost their star player, David Johnson. So really early in the season, they had to figure out a way to win some games, and they did, just like the Texans when they lost J.J. Watt. Then all of a sudden, their starting quarterback, who Carson Palmer, whatever you say about him, is still a Pro Bowler and can still throw the football and lead a football team, and that's what Deshaun Watson was starting to do with the Texans, and both those guys are out. And the backups aren't really showing up or showing out, and they're having trouble. And I think that's what stinks. This game's going to be a little quirky quarterback-wise on both sides. It's really going to come down to a game on whose defense is going to create the most turnovers. I think we should expect a couple from both teams, but who's going to create the most? As for the Texans and their quarterback situations, you got to go with familiarity. I think you go with Tom Savage. He's a guy that you played early in the season. He obviously had a lot of snaps in training camp and preseason, so you got to kind of ride it out. He doesn't have his mojo, and that's expected. They took him off the field, and they threw him on the bench, and how can you expect that guy to come out and be a gunslinger his first game? So give him a little bit of time. You don't expect the world from Tom Savage, but I think you guys can beat the Arizona.
One more for me, Dave. It's like big picture. The report is that Goodell wants $49.5 million a year, use of a private jet for life, and health insurance for his entire family for life. Thoughts?
I'll give him a gas card and a sack lunch. That's what they gave me when I got drafted in the NFL. So I'll trade him $49.5 million. It's crazy. How hard is it to run the NFL these days? But he has handled some situations a little better in past, but I think the problem is it's not about handling little things as a commissioner. All anyone is focusing on is the big, huge issues, and that's what the NFL has turned into. It's not a little game. It's not a little entity. It's not something that is just enjoyed by people on Sundays. It's a 365-day machine that is constantly influencing pop culture and just regular culture, and you have to treat it that way. So the job has gotten bigger. It might be time for someone else who's been in a bigger situation, or maybe even split the job up a little in a different way. I think that's probably what people are looking for in this situation. He can't be the judge and the jury when it comes to certain things. He's got to give up certain on-field issues in order to prioritize certain off-field things, and I think that's kind of what everyone's looking for in this transition.
Good stuff. David Anderson joining us for his weekly hit on the show. DA, text me your travel plans so we know when to get you slotted so you can come out and pay off on our World Series bet, man.
Yeah, it's 867-5309. You'll see it.
Hey, you're the best, bro.
You need me to print the lyrics up for you?
By the way, what is the Rib Tickler? Is that a restaurant, or what are we talking about?
That's my parents' restaurant, DA.
Yeah.
31 years they've been slopping barbecue up there in Tomball, man. You got to visit it when you're next in town. Yeah.
Slapping barbecue.
Barbecue okay, and more, much more. See you, but we'll see you this weekend.
I put that in the itinerary. I got to take it out now. Sorry.
That's it. All right, DA, we'll see you when you get to, we'll see you when you get to town. David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit on the show. Appreciate it, as always. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.